So there were these external metrics that I had set for myself for what success meant. Oh, when I'm living in this neighborhood. Oh, when I can, you know, when I'm earning this much, when I'm doing. And then I had reached all those. I got to ask myself those bigger questions. And it's like, you know, there was still a part of me where it's like, I'm definitely not living my purpose.
You're listening to the Remote Explorers podcast, a show that allows you to connect, learn, and be inspired by the stories of people who have used the power of remote work to have unconventional experiences in their lives. The podcast is hosted by Mayur and Shahzada, who are experienced and equally curious remote workers.
I see you really active on social media, especially on Instagram. And for somebody like me, it sometimes gets a little too chaotic to be on social media because, you know, validation games and, you know, you compare yourself with others. How are you able to maintain your sanity being so active on social media?
So it's all about intention.
Yeah.
Firstly, I'm very intentional of who I'm following. Am I following people that are speaking negatively or, you know, even about themselves, right? Like, that's not energy that I'm keen to have in my sphere.
So when you said intention, I want to know how you perceive social media. What kind of a platform is it for and what do you want to do with it?
Yeah, so social media has been a huge tool in my journey with Women in Tech. That's a social media community across Instagram, Snapchat, and something social media is a tool. Don't allow social media to hook you in and take control of you. You are using it as a tool. It's an extension of my existing offline presence.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm in India right now. However, I'm actively able to stay in touch with beautiful friendships of mine in America, in Europe, in South America, in Africa, you know, in other parts in Asia. And thanks to social media, I share from a place of truth. I mean, just on this podcast, as you're seeing,
yeah.
I have nothing to hide. There's so much medicine in when we show up in our truths. And, you know, an old version of me of like, oh no, I don't have family around, la, 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 la. I've moved through that and everything happens for a reason. I'm very strong because of what I've navigated from a young age. And it also gives me this huge place of privilege. As you mentioned, a lot of Indian society, it's like, oh my gosh, she spoke about rape on a podcast. Oh my gosh, she spoke about her period blood on an Instagram post. Like, oh my gosh, what would Uncle G say or whatever? And it's like, I don't have those pressures. And it's so important to speak about these things and normalize these things. And so that's also, there's no coincidence that I happen to be, this is my first year ever living in India. I don't have any family in India. But as I mentioned, when my feet first touched ground, I felt such protection from this land. I feel such guidance and love from my ancestors and the people and literally the land here. You know, I know that for the rest of my life, I will continue to spend time here in India and I'm here to be of service to the collective in general. However, I know that I'm here to be in particular an agent of change for this lineage. And so social media is a tool. It's a beautiful tool. If you choose to go into it with this element of I am sharing from a place of truth and love, and I choose to connect with other people who are sharing from a place of truth and love. For instance, I have clients that I've worked with that I've never met before, but they found me on social media. And literally when we get on calls, it's like, this person is like a little brother or a little sister to me, or like, you know, a fellow. I mean, some of my clients are older than me. They have children and it's like, you know, I get auntie energy from them, but because they see a part of themselves, the freedom in which I live is a permission slip for them to step into their freedom. And maybe they've navigated stuff with their in-laws or just generational stuff to move through all this.
Yeah.
So I see social media as a beautiful tool if you intentionally move through it. And as you mentioned, the whole, what do you mean with this? You don't need to compare yourself to anyone. Right. When you look at a gorgeous garden, is the sunflower saying, wow, those roses are way prettier than me. Oh my gosh, who am I? Those tulips are looking gorgeous today. The sunflower is like, the tulips are radiant, the roses are radiant, and as a sunflower, I am radiant
Let's
too.
Let's have a party in the garden.
Exactly. We all are, we're all uniquely geniuses.
Yeah.
And we're all uniquely beautiful and incredible. And we get to celebrate that together. There is no, and I'm so grateful. I don't feel the energy of jealousy in my field anymore, ever. I see, you know, when I see a queen or a woman or a man or whomever in their shine,
yeah.
I celebrate that because I recognize that in them, it means that I recognize that within myself.
Yeah.
You know, and there's so much room, and I'm glad that you feel the energy of abundance within me. I receive that. Thank you. Because, you know, that's been something that I've powerfully moved through, where it's like, we don't need to be in scarcity. I don't need to be in like, oh, I got to make just enough so I can survive. That's actually been a big thing that I shifted through. Like, I've never had debt in my life. As I mentioned, I put myself through school. I had these scholarships. However, an old version of me was kind of living just in survival mode. Like, yeah. Oh, I got to make this much so I can do this and this. Whereas now I'm leaning into the trust that the universe has got me.
And
my abundance doesn't come from this one opportunity over there or this one paycheck or this one job title. I am simply an abundant being. The sun
surrender.
Yeah.
Surrender and things flow. Yeah.
Exactly. And trust, you know, and that's when you become a magnet to the frequency that which you are emitting out. That's how it works. We're all energy and frequency. And it's a matter of, are you doing the work every single day so that you are clearing your channel, dissolving the ego, unattaching from anything out here?
Me, myself, I, yeah.
Ah, and seeing the oneness, inviting in divine, whatever languaging resonates with you. And again, if this is something, even if you're new to meditation, please come to the full moon, new moon meditations that I guide. They will always be free. This is something that I happily offer, you know, and many people, even if they're new to meditation, this can be the activation for them where they welcome in more of these practices into their lives.
Just I had ADHD and I got into yoga meditation. My life has completely flipped. It's been 3 years. I've lost 20 kgs of weight. And I've become more clear on how I think because my ADHD symptoms have gone. I have so much energy to be active all my day. Like my life has completely changed. Yes. Highly recommend everybody who's listening to this just to read more about meditation or just try your hands with anything that you see online for the first. And then you would be guided alongside. So I remember when you were telling me your personal story at the age of 25, you were making a 6-figure salary. You were living the life, staying in New York, buying a Chanel bag. And then something happened. And did you realize that we live in a matrix? Is that what happened to you? How are we doing this? Even though I earn so much, I can be replaced tomorrow. Like there could be another human being who just comes in and takes my job. Right. Did you realize that we live in this, like what David Icke says, we live in a matrix? Is that what you realized?
So there were these external metrics that I had set for myself for what success meant. Oh, when I'm living in this neighborhood. Oh, when I can, you know, when I'm earning this much, when I'm doing. And then because I had reached all those, I got to ask myself those bigger questions. And it's like, you know, there was still a part of me where it's like, I'm definitely not living my purpose. I'm here to be a creator. Let me lean into my seat as an entrepreneur. Let me lean into my seat in my own healing journey and self-love journey and awakening journey. And through that, since I've done a lot of that clearing myself, now I'm on this beautiful path and I'm so grateful to be on this path where I hold the space for others' transformation as well. And, you know, it's not me. It's not my magic. I'm simply the vessel. I clear my channel so that divine spirit can work through me. And I know I've done a lot of public speaking and I know I'm a strong communicator and I guide meditations and I know how to hold that space of journeying. And in my own path, I realize we're more than this external, this 3D.
Yeah.
And we're connected. We're multidimensional, actually.
Did you have any psychedelic experiences that has impacted the way you think now? Ayahuasca, DMT?
I have indeed. So I have connected with ayahuasca once, and that was in Bali. And what was really beautiful about that experience, it was all women.
Hmm.
It was a retreat experience for 2-3 days. And it was about 10 of us. And it was less. It was about 8 of us. And 4 of the women there were actually the ones who were facilitating the retreat. So it was a very beautiful container, very intimate.
Like a proper shamanic ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And we did a lot of things before we even connected with grandmother medicine, before we even connected with ayahuasca, with getting clear with our intentions. And for me, I just remember, you know, I certainly purged, a song came through me. That's where I connected with more of my artist as well. You know, because I think an old version of me, because right now, if you go to my Instagram, there are videos where I'm sharing a breathwork practice. There's videos where I'm randomly singing, yes, or I'm sharing a dance, or, you know, there's videos where I'm all kinds of things, right? Or there's like a picture of me in a sari for like a fun shoot that I did. And an old version of myself felt, I love singing. I mean, mantra is also a big part of my, I mean, sound healing is so powerful. Where an old version of myself, like, gosh, if I share a video of me singing, are people going to think like, oh, I'm trying to be a pop star now? Like, it doesn't matter. We get to explore all of our expression. So with ayahuasca, basically what happened for me is a deeper connection to Mama Earth itself. Like, I was laying back on the grass, looking up at the trees moving in the wind, and I felt like every in-breath I was taking, I was moving with nature around me. I felt this, just the energy, like go beyond my body, out into the universe. And still now when I meditate, I don't need to connect with psychedelics. I can yeah, connect with that experience just with my breath.
Right.
And so in that time, I've also connected with 5-MeO-DMT, which was also very powerful. And, you know, that was actually the clearing where I released a lot of the pain that I had felt in my childhood. I had basically forgiven my father, forgiven my former stepmother. However, what I had realized that there was still a part of me that I hadn't given the little girl in me space for her to release it. Because a younger version of me, basically when I was going through what I was going through in the home, I would just put on a tough face. And I wouldn't cry. I would just like, I would literally numb myself. I would, whatever was being said to me, I would just kind of block myself and take my mind to, maybe I was saying mantras in my head, who knows?
Yeah.
Right. And I would focus on these other things. I would focus on my beautiful friendships and going to choir and like going to the math club. Like literally those were my highlights of my life. And I loved it really. And just exploring my mind, you know, exploring all of these elements. So with 5-MeO-DMT is where I through that experience is where I really allowed that processing and clearing to move through. And, you know, since then I also did a Kambo ceremony recently. However, I share this, these are not tools that you need to go on your journey at all. You know, only if they call to you. It's, you know, I'm grateful that I had all of these experiences. Yeah. I'm not drawn to doing Kambo again. You know, if ayahuasca were to come into my field, like depending on the timing or what is present, like I just have such respect for grandmother. And you know, that I've grown so much and had so much clearing in my path since I did that medicine ceremony back in 2017. Like, you know, these are all tools that I respect. However, I don't put so much, like you meet some people, especially in LA, which is where I last lived in America, where it's like they wear it like, okay, wow, you did so many ceremonies. It's not about that. It's not about that. You don't want to lean on this as like a, you know what I'm saying? Like it's an activation. It's an activation.
So Shalini, what you do and how you do things is really inspiring for everybody who's listening to this and especially for me. So where I see you from is that you live from a place where there's just highest vibrations that are going through you. And how could anybody reach that? What could be the steps to just be playful in the world, to contribute, to give back, to share the love and attract abundance in all forms?
So a huge element to bring into your life, which allows more of these frequencies of abundance, of joy, these elements at your birthright to we are love and light at the end of the day, and we get to choose to move from that place, is the practice of gratitude. And when you have this energy, like every time I have a meal, I bring my palms over my meal, I close my eyes, and I have gratitude for back to the farmers who grew these beautiful vegetables, and to the lovely woman at the fruit stand that I buy my fruits from, you know, for taking care of the fruits, to the Didi who's in my house who cut up the fruit for me and put it in the fridge. And then of course, to the land itself, to the soil, to the earth, to the rains, to the sun, and deep gratitude for the whole process of how this pineapple spirulina smoothie ended up in my hand, right? And so gratitude, that's a really powerful practice, weaving it in before your meals. And in general, just tapping into your heart and being like, wow, I'm so blessed. I'm so grateful for all that is already in my life. And when you're from this place of like, oh, gratitude, and you already feel the abundance that is, remember, we're frequency. So when you radiate that out, that you're going to attract more of that into your field. Yeah. The universe hears you say, thank you, thank you, thank you for all this. And the universe says, my pleasure, my darling, here's more blessings.
Yeah.
That's how it works. And so in terms of always being at a high frequency, I appreciate that reflection. That's also not to say that I'm not human. I certainly have my days where I'm moving through tears. I'm moving through pain. I'm moving through anger. However, I don't attach to those emotions. Because emotion, if you break down that word, emotion is simply energy in motion. We are humans and we're here to feel the full spectrum. Otherwise, we wouldn't have tear ducts. You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't have the capacity. Like, we go through that to experience it, and that's it. You know, so you move it through and then you choose to come back to your heart. And then a very powerful way to do that is to tap into gratitude every day. So before you eat meals, perhaps it's a practice of writing 5 things you're grateful for about that day in particular before you go to bed each day. And of course, meditation. Where it's like meditation is a practice of mindfulness. There are many mindfulness practices that you can go on a mindful walk. I mean, I'm mindful here in this dialogue with you. It's just, you know, meditation isn't just eyes closed, sitting like Buddha under a tree. There are moving meditations. My dance is a moving meditation, right? A run even. Yeah. So creating time where you're stilling your mind and you are dissolving the ego. And again, if anybody is new to meditation, you are so welcome to come to the free meditations that I guide. And the whole journey that I hold space for is like, firstly, you're emptying your vessel. You create this channel of light from your crown down, because I teach Kundalini yoga, which is also connected with the energetics, right? So you clear the channel from your crown down to your seat, and you invite in universal energy, pure light energy into your system. And you merge with that oneness. And then basically you feel that you're more than the blah, blah, blah human drama that might be unfolding. You detach from the external and you understand that you have the entire universe already within you, that you're already whole and complete and connected with love and light as you be.
I'm going to add all your links in the description of the podcast so that people can easily connect with you.
Right.
Before we end this, we live in 2020. The times have changed. The technology has changed. Anybody can work from their laptop using a Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Where do you see the future going, and how would you see the people using this technology to have better experiences, live a more enriched life, taking digital nomadism, remote work as a tool?
Yes, it's such a gift, isn't it? We live in this time where wherever you open your laptop, that can be your office for the day, as long as you have strong Wi-Fi, an inspiring space to work out of. It gives us such freedom. And I mean, given the times we're in now, in the midst of a pandemic where you're not going to the office, we're already in a flow where people are getting used to remote work. Yeah. And I see this change is here, is a change that is here to stay. And something that allows you to have a more powerful experience in your remote working journey is to be accountable for yourself. When you are, if you're working in a remote team, maybe your manager is in a whole other time zone, or maybe you don't have a manager at all. You're stepping into your own entrepreneurship journey. There's no one over you saying, hey, the deadline for this project is this Friday. Make sure you. So it's a matter of you having accountability on yourself. I use Trello. There's also Asana where you can manage projects and what you are doing and working towards. So it's being organized. I love my calendar as well. I'll even put my workouts on my calendar, like reading time and like these kinds of things. And then the other element, beyond being accountable and organized and on it, you know, just being accountable for what you're creating in the world, the other thing is nourishing yourself, because you cannot be of service if your cup is not filled. And so taking the space and knowing that it's not selfish for you to meditate and move your body for an hour each day. Like, if anything, that's the best thing you can do for yourself and all those in your field. Those that you work with, those that are your neighbors, those in your family. So that would be my recommendation. Like, lean into this gift of freedom we have. And this world is so beautiful. And again, when you travel, it's such a beautiful eye-opener that we're all one. Yeah. We're all one big soul fam. Yeah. And we get to rise together.
Awesome. I feel like I close my eyes and I keep listening to you. Thank you. Thank you, Shalini. Thank you for joining us on Remote Explorers. I'm sure the audience is going to get so much value out of this episode. I remember the way my tone was when I started the podcast, and now it has settled down. I'm in a vibration now where everything is coming out of my Ajna Chakra. Yeah. Beautiful, Shalini. Shalini Sareen on the Remote Explorers podcast. Please subscribe to our newsletter through remoteexplorers.com. We are going to start our newsletter really soon from next week. And we will be providing you with latest updates about remote work movement in India and just general tips around how you can make your remote work life more better. Thank you for listening.